This is Will's Band of the Week for May 19th, 2019. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett, live in studio.
Hey.
And for the second consecutive week, Anurag from the Ontario Bureau.
Hello, everyone.
Now, that's pretty exciting, right?
That is exciting.
And I didn't tell Barrett, because I knew the excitement of having Anurag on would inspire him. And you know.
Yeah, totally. I have to step it up a little bit.
It'll bring a brief smile on his face, right?
Yes.
Right.
No, it'll be a lingering smile. It won't be brief.
It might wear off like in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, I was expecting Jeremiah, and so Anurag's a late replacement, and what a joy, what a surprise. Very nice.
Thank you. Yep, nice to be here again.
So, let's see. So much fun stuff to talk about this week. There's a little... You know what? There's not a death of the week, but... Grumpy Cat died, so I guess you know that's kind of like an internet sensation.
Yeah,
right.
Very sad.
Oh, really?
Do you know about Grumpy Cat, Anurag?
Yeah, I know Grumpy Cat, of course.
Yeah, she was only 7 and got a urinary tract infection.
Yeah, that's
not supposed to die from that, right?
How the hell do you know this? Are you following?
It was all over the internet, Anurag. You know, you're a Twitter guy. It was all over Twitter, right? It was like 1/3 of all.
Oh yeah, like if you just look at what's trending. Yesterday was like, you know,
it was all about Grumpy Cat. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been on Twitter since morning.
Well,
there's some stuff about the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Toronto Raptors. I don't know how you felt about that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I could not care less.
Oh, that sucks because only, I was hoping to rub your nose into it.
But I
guess if you don't care,
if only you can go ahead. Cared. Yeah, I know.
I don't care about baseball, especially when you start on your baseball. Snippets, and I'm like, oh, okay, I might as well start doing something else now, because for five minutes these two will just ramble on something.
But you don't understand how, like, Milwaukee and the city and the whole state is making Toronto look really bad, and all of the people that live there,
right,
except for you, seem to be ashamed. But so you've spared yourself.
Yeah, Anurag's immune from that.
That's
from
good.
Shame.
So how? Why are you fans of Milwaukee, though? I don't understand.
That's the only professional basketball team and baseball team in the state here. And Milwaukee is about
it's an hour and a half away.
80 miles away from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's our local. Right. Counts as local.
So have they won the whole thing, or I don't even know what game this is.
The second one? Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors are in the semifinals for the National Basketball Association. And the other side of it is Golden State Warriors, which is California, Bay Area, playing against Portland. Most people think Portland has no chance. So anyway, yeah, there you go. Sports update.
Yep.
I can speak for the rest of the world, I guess, when I say I don't care.
Yep. Barrett and I were having a little chat last night about how Barrett and me and Chris are the only people on the podcast who care about sports at all.
Oh, Craig.
Oh, that's right. Craig is a big sports guy. Yeah.
Well, actually, don't get me wrong. I love sports. I mean, like, I love football, like the American football.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, love soccer. I love watching Formula One, tennis. What else? I used to watch cricket a lot, but ever since I got out of... So I know that passion that you're speaking of.
Okay.
Sports. Yeah.
All right.
I can relate to it, but unfortunately, the sport of baseball, ice hockey, and basketball, I just couldn't latch on to it. So.
See,
as a Canadian,
I was
going to
say,
like hockey.
Yeah, you should be adopting hockey.
I do not like hockey. I enjoy going to the game, but watching it on TV, no.
Isn't it's really like ice soccer with sticks.
Yeah, like so double speed. Like, yeah. Soccer at double speed.
Yeah.
There's a lot more violence in it, a lot more bashing more people violence. Against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends also. Like my daughter born here, she has a thing for hockey. So, I mean, she's not an overtly sports fan or not an overtly rabid fan of hockey, but she likes it. She enjoys right. watching it. So I guess that kind of plays into it.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here when I was, 30? So I just picked up one sport that I kind of liked, which was football. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about football and talk about how bad Green Bay are. So
whoa. That's all gonna get edited out.
Yeah, that's gonna get removed. Do they still have the team, the Toronto Argonauts?
Yeah,
yes, they still do.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was not doing too good.
I was wondering recently, like, so okay, the Super Bowl. There's like the Super Bowl halftime show, and the Grey Cup is the Canadian Super Bowl.
Yes.
Do they have a big halftime show? Is that like a...
No, nothing compared to what happens in Super Bowl. Okay. Nothing compared to that. Yeah. It's a good show, but yeah. Come on.
On a smaller scale.
So that would, they would have like a Broken Social Scene would do the Grey Cup
right.
halftime right. show.
And put everybody to sleep.
That'd be pretty good. Okay, one more sports note. I was at... the place where I do workouts, it's like a gym affiliated with the university here.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was there, and they had one of those, what do you call that thing that people practice box against? A punching bag, right?
Yep.
Big mm-hmm. punching bag. And there was this guy punching it, like, he must have been a real boxer. And, you know, and he was punching the thing, you know how they... extend their arms and they punch really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at that and I was thinking, that is unbelievable that there's a sport where you're trying to do that to somebody's head.
Yeah,
the speed of it was just insane.
Just, right.
it just made me kind of, I'm not a boxing fan anyway, but it made me think, God, it's just like you're just trying to kill the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the idea... You don't want them to die, but you do want their brain to shut down from being rattled.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I enjoy boxing too, but I can't get myself to watch even for a few seconds this, what is called MMA.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's boxing combined with martial arts or something, right? I've never watched it, but.
They can just kick somebody right in the temple.
Yeah. You know,
like,
can you pick them up and throw them?
So violent. Yeah.
You can hit them on the ground. Punch him in the throat if you feel like it, I think. Isn't that right?
I think so, yeah.
There's like maybe those... some rules like no gouging the eyes and no punching in the balls. That's about it. Everything else is okay.
Yeah, I can't stand. It's like those Roman, or what are those called?
Like gladiators?
Gladiators. Like, yeah, they don't kill each other, except they do everything but kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good sports update, right?
That is pretty good. We had a wide range, basketball all the way to fighting.
Gladiators.
We try to cover it all.
And gladiators, too, yeah.
So, last week I forgot to mention that I had watched the L7 documentary. I think it's called L7 Pretend We're Dead, because their most well-known song was called Pretend We're Dead. Did you guys ever listen to L7?
No.
Yeah. A little bit, not too much.
They were, you know, I think their heyday was probably right around when Nirvana got big, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never really that big of a fan either. And I think Jeremiah, we were discussing this, and he made the comment that they were kind of between punk and metal, but maybe a little too much metal. And that's kind of how I viewed them. But this documentary was kind of fun. You know, I'm sure you've watched music documentaries or rockumentaries, as I'd like to call them,
right.
That aren't necessarily your favorite band, but it's still kind of fun to watch it.
Yep.
So, the one thing that surprised me was how long they actually stayed together. Cause I only remembered maybe one or two albums. So I would have guessed that they were only together for like 3 years, but it was way longer, like a decade or something. And there was kind of a sad fact, and that was that, you know, they were pretty well known. They weren't huge or anything, but everybody heard of L7, right?
Right.
If you're a rocker. At one point, one of them said that even at their, like, their height of popularity, the most money they ever made was $500 a month per person.
Wow. That is
Isn't
so
that nuts?
Sad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's probably like sleeping on living rooms and stuff, living room floors and stuff. So,
but yeah, that's well below the poverty line.
Yep. Just to give people an idea of what they sounded like. They did come out with an album recently, but I don't think it was that remarkable. So, this is Pretend We're Dead. L7. They recorded this might be the album they recorded with Butch Vig in Madison. There were some scenes in the movie that suddenly they're driving around Madison. So it's kind of cool to see that.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I'm more familiar with the song that you played during testing.
Oh, the other one? You... Yeah, this one was featured in the documentary quite a bit too, called Shit List.
Yeah. I really like that.
Let's play a little bit of it. Almost the same song as Pretend We're Dead, right? Just, it's a little variation on it.
Yeah.
I think you might be right on, Rog. That one might be a little better. It's a little more punky, yes. A little less metal. So, there you go, L7.
I've downloaded the documentary on my phone, so I'll watch it in bits and pieces when I'm going to work.
That sounds good. Yeah, it has all the elements, you know, of the typical rockumentary. Sometimes it's there's this almost like this rock and roll cliche of people on tour, and it's the fact that they're on tour and they have like no other responsibilities other than playing their live shows, right? Plus, they're on camera and they get almost annoyingly goofy sometimes in front of the camera, and you're just like, yeah, okay,
right?
But then, you know, a lot of fun live footage. And of course, then it's always the same formula as all these rockumentaries. You'll have people, music industry people, saying, you know, how cool they thought they were or whatever in retrospect.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. What else are they going to say? What'd you think about L7? L7. Yeah. They're pretty good. I think I saw them a couple times. I don't know. I haven't thought about them in 25 years. Why are you asking me?
They just don't use that footage in the documentary.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What else do I have here in my extensive notes? That's about it. I think maybe we should start talking about the bands, because we've got three lined up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some kind of fun references, I think, for one of them, at least. Maybe for all of them. We're always good. Barrett's here, so we know we'll have references, right?
I'll try.
He's got like footnotes in his head right now. There's like 10 little footnotes for each band.
I need to learn to write things down. I shouldn't say learn. I know how to write things down. I need to be disciplined and write things down.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about Drala. You guys may remember, if you have good memories, that Craig told us about this band. You guys remember that?
I do not.
No.
At the end of 2017, Craig had an EP by Drala in his top 10.
Okay, I do remember that fact.
Yeah, it was like number 6 or 7, I think. So, you know, it seems like, you know, we're listening to new stuff all the time, and just there's always new music coming out. Seems like a long time to pass, doesn't it? From sometime in 2017 until now, we're a year and a half later, roughly. Now they've got their first full-length album.
Right.
So, I mean, bands, I don't know, I think we tend to think of sort of these short lifespans, but sometimes bands are around for quite a while before they finally decide to put out a, you know, this is our first full-length album. They want to hone their skills and
right.
become a tighter band and write a lot more songs and that kind of thing.
Right.
This is their first full-length album?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
You know, but they were riding on that wave of publicity that Craig provided.
I wonder if they just kind of
wrote it all the way, and now it's, you know.
Do you think they've got a Wikipedia page that references Craig's ranking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
They should if they
Did
don't.
Did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Should we mention that?
Yeah, Craig popped up, like Craig's top 10 of 2000, whichever year it was. And I can't even remember the band right now. You probably can, Will.
It's Priests.
Priests.
Yeah.
So it's right there with like links to like Pitchfork, you know, the Guardian, Rolling Stone,
right?
Craig,
right?
And
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it right now.
I think some of the Crutchfield projects deserve an Anurag
reference
in there for sure.
I have tweeted at her a few times, but nope, she's not biting.
Really? Huh?
Well, she's getting a tweet from a nearly 50-year-old guy. Why would she?
Well, it's a person that's invested in her art, you know? I mean,
yeah, that's true. Hey, I've got a vinyl too, so.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Priests Band Wikipedia page, the single paragraph contains this sentence. In 2017, Priests released their full-length debut LP, Nothing Feels Natural, which found itself on several best albums of 2017 lists, including Billboard, NPR, The Atlantic, Will's Band of the Week, and
that's
Pitchfork.
Amazing. Who edited this page?
It wasn't me.
Did David go in there and do this?
It was not me. Yeah, and then there's a footnote, and it says Craig's top 10 for 2017, Will's Band of the Week. They should do that for all of our anytime we reference a band, it should immediately go onto the Wikipedia page. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like we should be updating the Drala page right now.
Yeah.
Even though nobody's heard it but us three, this podcast.
Absolutely. All right. So speaking of Drala, the debut LP, by the way, they're from Leeds.
All right.
We don't hear about as many bands from Leeds. Maybe it's just because we know where that they're from the UK and we just don't know what city. But, you know, I was looking at, okay, this is a little aside again. I was looking at, well, if I went to England and for some reason I can't get my wife that excited to go to London. But I was looking at Liverpool, Manchester, and Leeds are all really close together. They're within like an hour of each other by train, and they're all cities with this great music history,
right?
You know, there's so many bands, and you know, live music and venues and everything. So it's kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, Drala, the new album is called Useless Coordinates, and I think there are some pretty clear band references / influences. But let's play a song and we'll go from there. I'm going to start with number 2, Serenity.
I will make no apology for slipping into serenity.
Drala.
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. I think you're going to take me kicking and screaming into liking your favorite band. What is it called? Proto Martyr?
Yeah.
Because this is exactly like them, isn't it?
The tone and little discordant nature of it is kind of like them. Yeah. Yeah. The guitar style.
Even the way she sings. The moment I heard it, I was like, holy crap, this is Proto Martyr.
Well, then you must not like it, Anurag.
Exactly. I did not want to like it. I wanted to say this is crap, but it's kind of grown on me.
Well, that's good.
Listened to it a couple of times, and yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
I think there's a clear Sonic Youth reference.
Yes.
Not the least of which is the singer seems to be kind of influenced by Kim Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A woman who half sings and half talks. That's the pattern mm-hmm. of so many bands that I like. I like a lot of bands when the singer half sings and half talks.
Right.
For whatever reason that is. And also there's another reference, the Portland band Lithics. The singer is very similar.
Take your word for that one.
The deadpan woman vocalist. Anurag, did you listen enough to, did it grow on you enough to make a pick?
Okay. You know, we haven't heard what Baird thinks of it.
Okay, we're going to talk
kind
to
of. I agree with what both of you guys said. The Proto Martyr thing didn't stick out to me until you said it, and then going back and thinking about what I had just heard, I was like, "Yeah, I can kind of hear that."
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times when you really like something, like Will does, in Proto Martyr, you're sort of it's hard for you to hear something else being similar to that because it's not exactly like that.
Right.
And this thing is a thing that exists beyond any, comparisons. And then you're like somebody else that is from the outside, like, actually, it's quite a bit like that. I think that phenomenon might be showing itself here.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I only listened to it like, 1.5 times. So then there's a lot of ground in between, like, I love something and it sucks. And mm-hmm. this just falls more toward the I like it, but sometimes you just want to listen to a couple of things, listen to it a couple of times. You're like, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. You're not going to embrace this and listen to it 10 times or something.
Right.
Right.
So I do not have a track number.
I can keep going unless Anurag's got one.
Yeah, I got a couple. I really like number 5 and also like number 8. React and Revolt is number 5 or 12 Divisions of the Day.
But now I have to pick between those. Okay, we'll go with number 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like the guitar dynamics. It's very, you know, it changes a lot. It's unpredictable, and it's just kind of cool. I think they'd be a good band to see live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Craig will be able to scout them out.
Did you hear from Craig about what he thinks about this full length?
Nope, have
debut?
Not. We'll have to get his opinion on the next podcast.
But is it similar kind of to their EP that he liked so much?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I guess we have some questions for Craig.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have to get him on here. So, all right, I'll play one more. There's a 1 minute, 20 second song that's one of the good ones called Primitive Rhythm. On the lawsuit.
Drala, yeah.
Yep, Drala.
If you are listening to this, Drala, we don't have any money.
No.
Like, as individuals, we have some, but, like, the podcast, literally zero. Nothing.
$0.
We gave it all to the correspondents.
Yep.
Right? That's why they have these.
Well, I haven't seen any
of
them.
I think Jeremiah pretty much conceded that it was his travel budget that took up everything.
Oh, yeah. He went to New York and then to L.A. and
yeah. So he saw the same band in New York and L.A., like, across the country. I mean, that's, you know, about as jet-setting as we can get.
Right.
That's right.
Plus, of course, he demanded to fly first class.
Yeah.
It's like, that was a little over the top, I thought.
I thought so. But we bent and did it, you know.
Yep. All right, Drala, now it's time to move on. And the next band we're going to talk about is Pottery. Speaking of Jeremiah, because he's the one who told us about Pottery.
Yeah.
I think he saw them at least twice at South by Southwest.
Yeah,
right?
And then he talked to them and stuff.
Talked to him, and he said that he said they're friends of Fontaine's D.C., which, by the way, they're opening for Fontaine's D.C. in the fall.
Yeah.
Did you get a ticket for the Chicago show?
I did.
Me too.
I got two.
Yeah, and I got two also because my wife has bought in.
Yeah.
So
I'm potentially going to get another one for JJ, but I don't know.
Not sure if she would do it. Huh?
Yeah.
How the hell do you convince your wife to come along?
I haven't done it at all yet, Anurag. Yes,
sorry?
Kid, but I haven't done it, so.
Oh, you haven't
done it yet. Will's the one.
Maya likes live music as a general concept. And so if there's a band that she's just reasonably liking, she's actually kind of excited to, you know, she doesn't go to that many live shows, and I think maybe that makes it even more fun for her, but she generally is pretty much a live music fan.
Yeah.
And then that means I have to get my wife to listen to all this music. She's stuck on the pop music. Nothing but pop music.
You can't really change somebody, you know. They have to be self-motivated.
Right. Does she listen to new pop music or pop music from when she was young?
Both. So, that's why I keep scouting for bands from the 80s, 90s. I know Foreigner was here recently in somewhere in Cambridge, Kitchener area.
Uh-huh.
But it was like in the middle of the week and it was just awkward. Otherwise, she has said that she wants me to pick a band that she would like to see. And I'm I don't know what to pick. I'm not going to take her to Drala. She'll just kill me.
No. So she likes 80s music?
She still likes 80s music, yes.
Well, I don't know. Did she listen to Diane Coffey?
That would be great if she listened to it and loved it.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Poetic justice for Barrett. Yeah.
It's banned from the Sharma household. Sorry.
Well... You're gonna have to convince your family not to listen to the podcast. Maybe that doesn't take a lot of doing. It certainly doesn't at my home, but
possible. Yep.
Then they would hear it and be like, "Wow, Anurag / Dad is so wrong about this band."
Right. It could spark a very lively and ultimately healthy discussion, I think.
Yeah. And then they'd say, "Can you take us to Maple Leaf Garden where he's headlining?"
Yeah, I could
anyway, so
all right,
so they are opening and we'll get to see them, and I think it's going to be good based on this album.
So cool. Yeah, so Pottery named their album Number One. That seems like a pretty good name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think it is album number one. It seemed like when Jeremiah was telling us about them, it seemed to me that I had heard of them before. I don't know if maybe Grant had listened to them, I'm not sure, but they're from Montreal. And they have kind of that, if there is such a thing as like this sort of eclectic sound of a Montreal band, I think they kind of have that. Maybe that's just my brain creating a pattern, but it seems appropriate.
It's eclectic, yeah. Yeah. Hard to pin down.
Yeah. So what do you think, Barrett? Do you want to make the first pick?
Sure. I'm going to pick a song called Hank Williams, oddly named, because it doesn't sound like Hank Williams. So there you go.
If you saw the song title, you know, and that's all you knew, Hank Williams, that wouldn't be what you'd be thinking. It would sound like.
Nope.
Right? I like the... It's got very active bass playing, and the guitars are kind of punchy, and the whole thing is kind of like... You could just... It's just the sort of music that Barrett and I would be dancing the night away to. Right, Barrett?
Right.
You guys dance?
No, we were joking about that.
Dance?
Barrett and I do not dance. No. Jeremiah dances, though.
Yeah, if it was the three of us with Jeremiah at a pottery show, he would be dancing and we'd all be, well, for me, I'd be standing with my arms crossed.
Right.
I'd be like tapping my foot, moving my leg a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. What would you be doing, Anurag?
Oh, just standing right next to you, same pose.
Yeah.
Just stand?
Everybody look at us like, those guys are not having any fun. But if they talk to us, we'd be like, that was so great. You know?
Yeah.
You couldn't tell from looking at you, but yeah.
No, I mean, my wife has said that to me. She's like, are you liking this? Do you like it? You look so serious. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yep. I'm like that, too.
Do you have a pick, Anurag? Comments? Music journalism?
Yes. I like this album. Of the three that we are playing today, this is the best one that I've liked. But the couple of songs kind of fell flat for me. But I really like the last one. I think it's got a really long interlude and then just suddenly crashes and just the fun part starts. So maybe not that one. How about we play number two, Spell? Fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of these songs remind me of a band that made a debut album 15 years ago.
Wow. Now this is going to be good. 15 years ago.
Initially, I read about them before I listened to it very much, so it was hard not then to hear the, you know, Orange Juice and Joseph K kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Scottish, you know, I guess they call that post-punk now, which I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it sounds like Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah, I guess that I could see that. I haven't listened to that early Franz Ferdinand in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither have I.
But it's got that same, like dancey element kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
I just pulled that out recently because, like all people Wilson's age in his high school and our baristas, they all love the Strokes. So he's like, what's some other stuff that came out, like, in the early aughts that was cool? I'm like, yeah, I got all these CDs here. There's tons of things. So
yeah,
that's one of the things he didn't really grab on to this in particular, but or to Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah.
So
interesting. Yeah.
So this is sort of a short album, but they're classifying it as an album. They could probably call it an EP if they wanted to. It's 7 songs and 27 and a half minutes. And that includes the last song, which is almost 8 minutes.
Yeah,
I really like that one. That's a good song.
Yeah, I pretty much like it all. Let's play number 5, Worked Up. Thank you. that was a little more moody than a lot of the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the diversity that it has.
Yeah.
And
it defies easy classification.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good fun album. I like this.
Pottery, okay. Number one.
Yeah. Sometimes it just sounds like 60s garage rock. Sometimes like post-punk. Sometimes dancey, dance punk. Like.
Right. Cool. All right. Let's move on. Drug Dealer.
Yeah.
Barrett recommended this. And you know, before I had listened to it, I thought, what's a band called Drug Dealer going to sound like?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you would like it, or that any of us would.
I thought it would sound something like... who's that band that...
Maybe it sounds like the OCs.
What's the band that some of us liked and I didn't like very much down at South by Southwest? That guy that takes off his shirt and...
oh, yeah. You're talking about...
The Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
Right.
Viagra Boys. Okay.
Craig said he refused to see them because of their name. And I think Barrett kind of liked them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you? And somebody else?
Their album, if you turn their album into an EP or a short album,
mm-hmm.
would be great. And there's some super songs and then some real dogs on there.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know why I thought that's probably what a band, you know, called Drug Dealer would sound like. But this is you know, it's 70s rock, right? Yeah. And it's a guy named Michael Collins, and he's from Los Angeles, and definitely, you know, when you hear 70s rock sound, Los Angeles makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Barrett, why don't you tell us more about this?
Yeah, I didn't know about him before. I guess he's done some other things, and his projects always have goofy names. I'm not looking at Wikipedia right now, but they're always kind of punny things, and so Drug Dealer is not really a band as much as this guy working with a bunch of different artists and stuff. So I think the first thing that grabbed me was the second song, which he has. The first song is an instrumental, and the second song has a guest vocalist. Kind of sets the pattern for during this thing. You never know. Does he sing? I don't even know. There's always a special artist that's guests, and so it's hard to figure out what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the second song features Wise Blood, and it gives me a chance to finally get her onto this podcast after it's been shot down.
Yes.
And the nominating process so many times. So,
all right, the song is called Honey.
When you're not around, your people have their way with words, and you don't have to hear the sound.
Doesn't that sound kind of like a George Harrison solo?
Totally. Absolutely. Her whole album, not to, you know, hijacked this thing, but has that guitar on it.
The Wise Blood album you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and...
I guess that's more 60s than 70s. Or was there
well,
George
I mean,
Harrison,
the George Harrison... Like solo yeah, stuff. This is like All Things Must Pass and beyond kind of George Harrison slide guitar 70s sound.
Yeah, okay.
And it's all over that album of hers. And I don't know whether she's playing, but the fact that it's on here where she's guest vocalist makes me think that she's actually playing it. And I know she's a really good guitar player. So, yeah, there you go.
All right.
Cool.
Anurag.
Yes, sir. So once I heard that this has been recommended by Barrett, I realized why I didn't like it. So, I mean, I didn't enjoy it. And the funny thing is, my daughter was listening to it. I was playing this in the car, and she was like, "Oh, this is great. Who is this? I want to listen to this more." And I was just like, "Oh, okay, yeah, this is your good. This is an album that." I just don't like the sound. I mean, that's why I've never been a big fan of that. To me, it sounds like, what do you call that, that Beach Boys sound. I don't know why I kept hearing that.
There's an early there's an early 70s soft rock thing, you know. That yeah, probably
and I'm not a big fan at all of that genre. So, sorry, this fell flat to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the, you know, middle of my, you know, just developing interest in music and listening to the radio, and there was this stuff was all over the radio in the early 70s. So,
but don't you think that sound is kind of like overused? Like, it's just, I guess maybe growing up in India, that's all we had access to. So we just would listen to this over and over and over again. And by the time I started discovering other music, it just started fraying on my nerves. I think that's what it is. So yeah.
So then you had the freedom to not listen to this anymore.
And I had freedom not to.
Right.
No, seriously, you really had no access to any new music. You just listened to what you got your hands on. So
yeah.
Yep.
Well, that would certainly explain how you wouldn't like it. Like in the media environment I grew up in, like by the late 70s, this music was just gone. Like you never heard things like this anymore.
Yeah, I think that's kind of true. Yeah,
it so just it's disappeared. Nostalgia so for
it
you.
Got it got replaced by disco, kind of.
Yeah, disco, and you know everything that's come after that. You know,
right.
Hard rock.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will play a track, and there are a few that I could have chosen here, but the one I'm going to pick is the one that keyed me in. That I had it on, and I'm like, what does this remind me of? There's another song. And then I actually found two songs that this was keying me into. So maybe we'll play a little bit of those too. So this is number 5, Fools.
Life on a thin line, but it really gets you down. You can try, but it don't feel right. Oh, to light a candle for the underground. It's not the same song you remember. But it's just plain wrong. Fools may lie to each other. Fools may hide from their lovers.
take yourself back to the 70s. There you go. So, yeah, so I actually had two songs queued up, and Baird already named one of them. So he was quick on this one. One of the two songs that I was thinking, God, that's what that reminds me of. Boz Scaggs, and he had a hit. This says 1976. That kind of makes sense because notice how this Boz Scaggs song has a little bit of that disco. It's like, so they had moved, because there's like a disco bass in it.
Yeah.
Right? It's called Lowdown.
Skaggs went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison with Steve Miller, by the way.
Oh, I remember them being kind of mentioned together. Mm-hmm.
They were like in some band together back when they were in school here. Mm. So
Anurag, you better not play that for your daughter because she might like it. And she, you know.
Then that's sort of all I'm going to hear.
Yeah,
then.
You got to give me the, she's going to ask for the greatest hits of Boz Scaggs. What a name, Boz Scaggs.
Yeah,
that's quite a name.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another reference song that drug dealer made me think of, and I'll be curious. This one's not quite as well known, but maybe Barrett knows it.
You guys are killing me.
How long has this been going on by, is it Ace?
Yeah, Ace. Yeah. The band is called Ace. And they must be a one-hit wonder,
yeah.
Right?
That song is, you know, it sounds like it's about like his wife or lover or whatever, like how long he found out she was cheating. It's actually about, I think it's the bass player, was like in a side band and was like quitting the band and stuff. And they found out like, how long has this been going on? So,
is that really true?
Yeah, it's true.
He knows the trivia from the song. That is amazing.
Wow.
And it also sounds like this song here, Baby Come Back by Player.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? That one's also, that's to me, that's the fun of listening to this drug dealer album, is like, might be a little tiny thing like, whoop, I just heard some Hall & Oates in there. One little thing.
Right.
One 2-second reference on a guitar lick or something. And it, the whole thing is just packed with that.
Let's make Anurag listen to this too then.
No.
Yeah.
You might want to like go get yourself a glass of water, take the headphones off.
If I say Drala was the best band ever, will you please stop playing this music? Do you promise?
I don't know about you. I hear these songs because it just evokes a time in my life. Like, okay. I literally get chills. I could get teary.
Just listening
with
to
happiness.
That?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We've got a contrast. I'm so sorry. Here. It has an exact opposite effect
Anurag,
to me.
You, me, and we'll have to go on a long road trip. We'll put the playlist together, and you can sit in the back, or you can sit in the front, but you can't control the music. How's that sound?
By the end of the trip, Anurag will be a changed man. So, yeah, the band was called Player, and yeah. If you find the artist Player on Apple Music, there are 13 versions of Baby Come Back, or, you know, recordings of it before you get to the next better known song or whatever. So, I mean, it's just,
yeah, that's their big
yeah,
one.
Yeah. The Best of Player.
Oh my God.
The album Best of Player has Baby Come Back and then a whole bunch of songs that nobody ever heard. Yeah. And they look just like so classic on the cover, right?
Yeah.
You know, guy with a mustache and really long hair. And, you know,
so while listening to this drug dealer thing, I was going into Apple Music and trying to find little, you know, like, oh, I think it sounds like this. Let me go back in here and confirm that. So I was looking at albums by like Player and stuff and or songs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'd see the whole album and it's like, it's kind of weird. Albums that they made, like say 45 years ago, that like literally nobody ever listens to. All this music that may as well not exist. You know, like deep cuts on a Player album. It's kind of weird.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just like so unbelievably obscure. So I go in and listen to it a little bit and it's like, okay. I guess they can stay that way in my world and stay obscure.
Yes.
All right, should we spare Anurag?
Please.
Stop there.
Wow.
Well, or play something else.
Is there one that Anurag would like?
we've only played...
What's the least bad one?
Yeah, we've only played
mind?
Two drug dealer songs.
Yeah.
We should play one more.
Honestly, I can't make a pick.
You could text your daughter and then ask her what her favorite song on here is.
She liked Fools, the one that you picked. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Barrett, should we play one more? And Anurag will have to just gut it out.
Maybe Anurag could sign off right now.
Yeah, he can just hang up.
Okay. I'll sit through it for you guys, for the band.
Wow, yeah, good. All right. Yeah, those are my two, Fools and Honey. Let me see what else we got.
3 and 4 were decent, I think.
All right, go for it.
Let's play 4, Lost in My Dream.
Yeah.
That horn thing is great, right?
That is great.
It sounds like early Chicago.
Yeah, totally.
And late Chicago was terrible, but right. early Chicago was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anurag, did you ever listen to the band Chicago?
Yep. That's one of the bands that I was referring to that was constantly playing. But again, it was but just before Chicago disbanded. So
early on when they had like 25 or 6 to 4 and Saturday in the Park and I don't know. They had some great stuff, right?
Super great.
And then they went total terrible schlock.
Right. When Peter Cetera kind of took over.
Yeah. So I can kind of...
For the guitar player.
Yeah, that's the era I know.
We've maybe mentioned this before, but that is a band that probably has the biggest contrast between their good stuff and their bad stuff of any band that I can think of.
You know, you mentioned the song 25 or 6 to 4. Listen to Terry Kath's guitar solo in there. It's insane.
Yeah,
and then
I believe it.
He's the guy that was just playing around, pretending to play Russian roulette, quote unquote pretending. But there was a bullet in there, and he's with one of his bandmates, and killed himself accidentally.
That's not a smart thing to do.
Really?
So they got, that's when Peter Cetera, his influence started to, they're like, okay, well, we're going to soften it up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But that song you played also reminds me of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Sure. Yeah. There you go. I'm sure Anurag's enjoying this early 70s rock.
You never have to listen to it again. Isn't that nice?
Education.
That's what's great about things. You don't have to,
That's
you have
true.
A choice.
Yes. That's true.
And it's not going to get so famous that you start hearing it at the Gap and stuff like when you're shopping. So you're safe.
I'm sure Anurag goes to the Gap a lot, and Urban Outfitters probably hangs out there. And
this Kitchener,
I like to. Yeah, that's not they're good stores. Why are you making fun of them?
It's just they seem like they're perfectly fine stores. I just never go in them.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problem with those stores.
Yeah,
but is Kitchener? Do I remember hearing that it's like 40 minutes away from Toronto, or more than that?
It's about, I'm going to say an hour, okay. 10 minutes. Yeah, not more than that. That's...
So not really, sort of traffic. Like not a suburb, right?
I'm sorry?
Is it sort of not a suburb then? Is it more of its own city or...
Yeah, it's a downtown. Kitchener is kind of blended in with Waterloo. So they're two cities. A total combined population is about, 400,000, half a million.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty big.
That is big. That's like Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a different feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've only been in
Without
Kitchener.
Without a good basketball team.
They have a good... Milwaukee's basketball team could beat Kitchener's basketball team, I'm pretty confident.
Oh, yes. They probably could. Kitchener has no basketball team. I mean, they probably have some local teams, but...
Yeah. I can't speak too much for Kitchener because I was there once. I visited Anurag once. Mm-hmm. And... your neighborhood is very nice, and it seemed like a newer development, right? It's probably not more than your neighborhood. It must not be more than like 10 or 15 years old, right?
Oh, no, 2011. So.
Okay, yeah,
very, very new.
And then I think I didn't really see the the downtown. I kind of saw from the highway to where you are.
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes drive from downtown. I mean, downtown Kitchener is a fairly boring area. But Waterloo downtown is really fun. Yeah, I like going there. They have those old-style theaters that you can go and just sit there and just, enjoy a obscure movie. I just love doing that, me and my wife. So that's one of the things that we do together.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try and rope her into concerts now. Let's see if that works.
Yeah, you got to find something. You got to find a draw, that has a, a band that you think could appeal to, it's hard to find something like that though, isn't it?
I saw that Julian Baker is visiting Toronto. I think that's something that she might like.
That could be a possibility.
I'm gonna see if she'll get into that. We'll see.
One strategy I do sometimes is I say to my wife, hey, I've been listening to this album and I think you might like it, and then she'll just tell me to put it on her phone. So I'll just download it to her phone, and then she'll, a lot of times she just listens to her phone at random, and then a song will just pop up, and then she'll sometimes grow to like it. Sometimes sometimes the opposite happens. She says, "Can you please get rid of that band, whatever, that keeps coming up on my phone?"
Yeah.
But she does like Proto Martyr, Anurag. I'm gonna
really?
To tell you.
Oh, no.
She loves Proto Martyr.
Never liked that. I know that.
I probably have the only family in the world where everybody in the family likes Proto Martyr.
Oh,
I don't know what that says about us, but yeah.
So you're the five people who like that band,
right? Yes,
six.
Only
you
five.
Forgot
people.
About Craig.
Oh, okay, Craig. Okay, six people who like.
We
that
like
band.
To keep the band obscure so they kind of belong to us. Right? Can't have them get too big.
Yeah, you're welcome to keep them. No problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've been rambling for quite a while now.
How about one more drug dealer song?
Oh, no.
Okay.
How about a couple more? And the next one we play, we're going to let it go for like 5 minutes to, you know, to get through the intro.
Yeah.
And you booby trapped our Skype so that I can't disconnect, right?
Exactly.
Yep. All right. I think we did it. Greater than $0? I don't know. Now, this could be one of those cases where Anurag thinks that we dragged it below $0 by featuring Drug Dealer.
Yeah. Well,
almost. No. It's still in the positive side.
Good.
All right. Cool. Well, I'm going to spend the rest of my entire weekend editing this, although you guys are pretty articulate. You don't require too much editing, but I have to edit all my stuff, you know, so that I sound better.
All the overdubs.
Yeah.
Overdubs. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, I don't remember him saying that.
Right.
It's all like, he rehearses it and it's all typed out. It's like scripted. We're just winging it.
I've got to get my long weekend started. We are off on Monday here in Canada.
Oh, it's, I looked it up. It's Victoria Day.
Victoria Day, yes.
All right.
Even though Victoria is long gone, we still celebrate it.
Is it her birthday? Good.
Victoria, it's the Queen's birthday. I think it's official. I'm not sure. I have to look it up. I think this is the official day, the birthday for the Queen, even though it's not exactly her birthday.
Okay. So do most of the businesses close then?
Oh, yeah, everything. So,
wow. That's,
like,
yeah,
so except she for signs like the liquor stores probably.
Shut down. Yeah.
Yeah, the liquor stores have to stay open. Yeah.
Nope. They, I went today. I got my stock when I, because I'm also a big fan of Game of Thrones. So we have a group of five or six people here who watch it very, you know, religiously. So we all come to my house and just, because my wife also likes it a lot. And we just sit down and this is the finale.
Tomorrow,
it ends
right?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Is
so
it a super long episode?
Sit, drink, and discuss.
Is it a double episode or something are they doing, or just a regular length?
No, all the episodes have been, I think, touching the 1 hour, 20-minute mark.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah. I've never watched it, but it's fun to get hooked on a series, though, and just follow it. You know?
It is.
Yeah.
So if I were to start watching now, it's probably too late, right?
Yeah, because the...
it's
because
like seven
Once
seven
it's over,
episodes.
Yeah... Spoilers will start. What's the point then?
Yeah, it'd be weird to start with the last episode.
Yeah. Even though the season has been horrible, it's really, really bad.
Oh,
could,
really?
Could a person, like, say if I watched it and I've never watched any of it, can you enjoy an episode as a standalone thing? I mean, you wouldn't understand stuff, but would it be
No,
like,
because
dumb, like,
it's always assumes that you've seen the past episode. There might be a previously on segment, but that's not really going to tell you much.
Mm.
And if you don't follow it, I think it would get boring really, really fast. So you got to watch from the beginning. Sorry, Barrett.
That's all right. So it's not like Happy Days where you can just watch, drop in at any point. And see greatest television ever produced.
I'm not that old, so my reference would be Friends.
Friends, yeah.
What is the, one of you guys must know this, because I can't remember the name. What's the series that is based in Scotland?
Based in Scotland.
Yeah, there's a, it has a lot of castles and things like that, and I can't remember the name of it.
It sounds like you're describing Game of Thrones to me, but
yeah, exactly.
Well, The one that's based in Scotland, they have tours. When we did the whiskey tour last year, they were saying there are now specific tours just centered around this TV series.
Do you mean Downton Abbey or something? Or that's, I thought that was in England, but
that's not it. Now I have to find it.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Laverne and Shirley? No, that was Milwaukee.
Is it popular just in Scotland? So,
no, it's big. It's big in the U.S. for sure.
Oh.
Dallas. That was in Dallas.
I think I found it. It's called Outlander.
Oh, Outlander. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they do tours that are just Outlander tour, you know, and they go all these locations, you know, castles that are on the show and stuff.
So it'd be like the Lord of the Rings tours in New Zealand. I've heard a lot about those.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, we've really rambled a lot. We should probably give the listeners a break now and finally finally leave their consciousness. So more fun coming up. We're gonna try to track down Craig maybe for next week. Soon at least, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.